The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7, online at mscsports.net. Our pregame coverage is brought to you exclusively by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Pregame coverage begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting a little bit of an early start, but it's a great Friday night, and everybody out here excited for Homecoming 2024. Welcome, everybody, to Effingham, Kansas. Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth to my right, and the opening kickoff taken by Riverside is the Cyclones are being hosted by ACCHS here tonight, and Riverside's kickoff return was just beyond the 25-yard line, and on first down, they're going to pick up about four. Mason Hayes with the run, tackled by Evan Falk, and we're underway with a second and six. Just getting started. Good to have you along this evening here on Care Radio. Little handoff again at the tailback. He'll bump into the right side, take it up to around the 35. And that's very conservative playing. The first couple of runs by Riverside. They look at a third down three. How about Houston Schlesbaum? Big freshman out there playing on that outside linebacker spot. Outstanding crowd, a beautiful evening here in Effingham, Kansas, 76 degrees at kickoff, a little bit of a breeze out of the east, 13 miles an hour. That means it is right now at the back of Riverside, who's going from right to left across your dial in the opening quarter. Riverside going with a little bit of an offset eye, big fullback's going to get the handoff. No, the quarterback pulls it back, keeps it himself, makes the late pitch, getting to the outside, picking up a first down across the 40 to the 42. It took nearly three guys to get their hands on the ball. Max Bonderoff makes the stop. But that was a nice play, well executed by Riverside. It'll net him a first down.
You talk about Riverside. They run out of the gun. They offset two backs to the left side of the quarterback and kind of run that pro set offset in the, you know, in the shotgun formation. ACCHS expecting Riverside to run the ball. They've got eight in the box right now. They're running. It looks like it's probably supposed to be a 4-3 walking up a safety, but it's basically setting up as that 44 stack defense.
And here we go on a first and 10 from their own 42-yard line. Riverside taking the opening kickoff and moving the ball downfield. Quarterback hands off. No, he's going to be back to throw. Rolls right, looks right, has a man wide open, caught at the 50. Angley to the far side, inside Tiger territory, beyond the 45 and down to the Atchison County 42-yard line. It is a first and 10 for Riverside on their first pass play of the evening. How about Micah Rubidoux? He's a sophomore receiver for Riverside, and Gus, they got those eight in the box, and then you have a little room to work that outside, and they found him in the open flat.
Well, that's what Riverside's going to have to do early on, is start to stretch the field a little bit, try to get that eight out of the box, and then you can continue to run the ball with their big running backs, Elijah Moore and Mason Hayes.
Tyzel Harrington is going to be the wide receiver to the left side, receiver to the right, running back on the left side of the quarterback, handoff, tailback, goes straight ahead, busts into the left side across the 40. And they're good for about 5 yards. And Gus, you know how I love this kind of running. Evan Falk with the Tiger tackle. But you pick up four, five at a time and just chug the ball downfield. And right now that's how Riverside is beginning the game tonight.
Yeah, Riverside, I think just trying to make something good happen, trying to run the ball downhill a little bit, coming off of a week one where, well, things didn't go as well as they had planned. A loss in week one to Jackson Heights, 35-7, that ball game being played up at Wathena.
Second down five inside the 40-yard line, now in Tiger territory. Riverside with the football in the opening possession of the ball game. Running backs now on the right-hand side of quarterback Beckham Griffin. Long count, motion will go left, handoff fullback. Big man busts into the left side. He's going to be stood up and pick it up too. I'm telling you what, Gus, that running back is a large, large man in there. How about Elijah Moore? We don't have heights and weights, but do you mind if I speculate for you? I'm going 5'11", 268.
Yep. I'm going to say you're probably right in the ballpark.
I mean, he is solid out there. I like, if I'm a running back, I'd love to see him out in front of me. Third down and three. Handoff. Going to go to the outside. Getting to the edge. Picking up a first down and plenty more. To the 30, 25, and bump that amount to the 20-yard line. Just sheer speed that time by Mason Hayes. He didn't really try to turn up. He angled and got all he could before Colton Lowe pushes him out of bounds into the Tiger sideline. But now Riverside moving the ball and threatening. Inside the Tiger 20, they're going to mark him down at the 18, another first and 10 Cyclone.
Right now Riverside doing their best damage, getting outside the box, right? Like ACCHS has done a good job of stopping that bread and butter play, that just straight base. But as soon as Riverside has got outside the box, forced those ends to make a play, they're doing really well with that option.
Hughes to the right, Harrington to the left, the handoff going to go to the tailback. Same play as a moment ago, only this time they'll angle right instead of left and pick up much less yardage, give him about three. Max Bodaroff getting over there in a big, big hurry to cut that down.
So for Riverside, a short gain on first down is going to set them up with a second and 7, 8 minutes left here in this first quarter of play.
Just what I was going to reach out and talk about, 8 minutes. You love that ground-oriented offense. You dominate the time of possession. You keep the ball away from your opponent, and are moving it down the field. We're so glad to have you with us here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. High school football on a Friday night. Second down at about 7, Tiger 15-yard line. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, tries to go into the middle, and just falls forward for a yard or so as he was held up right at the line by Houston Schletzbaum. There will be a gain of one down to the 14, and it'll bring up a third down. And I'm going to call it half a dozen. This is probably the longest third down that Riverside has faced this evening.
Yeah, that was a design quarterback run, and that time it wasn't really going to try to sell anybody that he was going to pass it, so it wasn't really a draw. It was just a downhill run by the quarterback. Not a whole lot going there. 7:05 left here in the first quarter.
Third down call, big third down call. They're probably in four down territory. Handoff into the left side and barreling down to the 20-yard line. It's going to be, or the 10, is going to be short of the first down by about a yard. Evan Falk with another tackle and big call right here. Cyclones will go for it. I don't suspect that they're going to look for the three. And you give it, what, to that big, powerful fullback and the Tigers?
Well, I think, you know, if you're looking, you probably are thinking Elijah Moore right here. You want to get outside the box. Run option left. It has been your best play today. So, again, I would probably run it outside the tackle, but I don't have a problem giving it to your big fullback up the middle.
Let's see what the Cyclones have come up with. At the 10-yard line, it's a fourth down one. The first possession of the game. They'll give it to that big fullback. He's good for three.
That time he was able to just plow forward, pick up good yardage, and this was going to mark him back a little bit, but eye it up and plenty of yardage to spare.
Football 101, low man wins. And that's what happened right there. He got down really low, got that stature down there, and with that size, the inertia could not be stopped. 3 yard gain. It is first and goal now for Riverside. They've taken the opening kickoff and very methodically and patiently driven it downfield, throwing the ball, what, one time in this entire trip? And it's first and goal from the 8. Handoff is going to go to the only man in the backfield. He'll run that play, Gus, you talked about, their best run of the day, and he'll lose it at the goal line.
Did he just fumble out of the end zone?
I think he did. Now, we'll see what the official says. He's standing in the end zone. The Tigers are saying he fumbled through and out the
there
end zone, and there it is, a touchback.
He started reaching for the pylon, but the ball hit his thigh pad as he reached forward, and it rolled out the end zone, and the only frustrating part is the Tigers had a couple players out there calling for a safety, but safety touchback. Yeah, we'll get there. Big play for the Tiger defense to hold up and push this ball all the way out to the 20. We'll be first and 10 for the Tiger offense.
For Riverside, crushing, heartbreaking kind of a way to end the first series of the game. Looked like they were just bound to go into the for the first score of the evening, but the Tiger defense prevails and an seldom seen call as that ball fumbled out the side of the end zone. Tigers have it first and 10 to their own 20-yard line. QB's going to be back to throw. In trouble. Rolling. Hit at the 5. Thrown at the goal line. He's going to lose 20. Where are they going to stop him? They're going to call him down at the 4. That's a 16-yard loss on first down.
All right. You've been doing high school football for a minute.
minute and a half.
I mean, it's been a while since we've seen a fumble at the goal line that goes out for a touchback.
That's a SportsCenter highlight play when something like that happens because of its rarity. You just don't see it very often. Kudos to the officials for making the appropriate call. That's one of those seldom used rules that not everybody is going to have down pat. Second down, we're going to call it 25. They're going to give him a good spot up at the 5-yard line. This time the pitch, running back will go up the left side, puts his head down, and gets across the line of scrimmage, pushing up close to the 10-yard line. It'll pick up a second down for Atchison County, second down at about 20.
That time, Michael Rubidoux makes the stop on the play for Riverside. And for the Tigers, now you're looking at a third and long. I know it's early. Never a bad time to do the quick kick.
I was just going to suggest that.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting at your own 10-yard line, third and 21. I know it's pretty early to try it, but there's no reason not to just drop this and punt it as far as you can.
We're inside 4.5 minutes to go in this scoreless opening quarter. Tigers with their first possession. And now looking at a third down and very long from their own 10. Motion will come to their side. The ball snapped over the quarterback's head. He goes back, picks it up, and he's going to be down just outside the goal line. Very high snap. Cody Falk stretched out. Was able to rescue the ball. He's down at the 2. And Atchison County will bring its punting unit out.
So see, now you're going to kick this ball out of your own end zone. And if you're Riverside, looks like they're going to set back in a safe return, but I'd go after the punter right here.
Well, the return man is going to go back to his own 35-yard line. So he's expecting pretty good field position. There's a snap, and we got a stoppage of play. Fish is going to say the Tigers taking a timeout. We're going to do it. Taking a break. Joseph at the 3:50 mark of the opening quarter. We're scoreless in Effingham.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, welcome back to Side Tiger Stadium here on the campus of Atchison County Community High School in Effingham, Kansas, where ACCHS has exercised its first time out of their first half with 3:50 to go in the opening quarters. They're looking at a punting situation, and their kicker is going to be very deep in his own end zone as they're kicking it away from the 4-yard line. Welcome back, Joseph, producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Stick around, Joseph's going to be with you for a while, not only through this game, but for a little while afterward is their high school football scoreboard show. Will be coming up after this game and the games around the MSC Sports Radio Network.
They just got to be done by 1 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, because we got other things. Here's the punt. Oh, that's a pretty nice kick. It's going to be end over end, and it will take a slight Tiger bounce, getting out to the 24-yard line. And for Riverside, great field position. But just for the Tigers, really they did what they had to do. They kept the Cyclones from scoring. You look at the scoreboard, the bottom line is it's still 0-0.
Yeah. I mean, you're not thrilled with your offensive possession, but your defensive possession, you were able to take the football away, and now, you know, you're not backed up, and Riverside is going to start this possession out to the 25-yard line. So ACCHS is going to call in their defense, but, again, a nice job on their first defensive possession.
From their own 25-yard line, here come the Cyclones and junior quarterback Beckham Griffin. He'll have two to the right, well, really a wide right and a wingman who's now going to go motion left, single man to the backfield. Quarterback's going to hand off to that guy, and here he goes, trying to sweep to the outside. He's going to be hit deep. A tackle for a loss. An outstanding defensive play as they got it to Tyzel Harrington and Kane Koontz. Got across there. Guess it was a little different look for Riverside. They had moved wide receiver Tyzel Harrington into the backfield as the lone running back. Pitched the ball to him. The Tigers have seen that play just about once too often.
Yeah, great job by the Tiger defense getting into the backfield as Kane Koontz, a backside defensive end, able to track it down and make a play on it. Big loss on the play. We'll bring up 2nd and 17 for the Cyclones.
Biggest defensive play of the evening for Atchison County. Tigers stepping up here with 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Still no score in the ball game, and now Cyclones are going to bring the big fullback back into the game. So when it goes bad, you go back to what was working. QB's back, launching deep. He's got a man at the goal line, and a tremendous defensive play. 2 yards deep into the end zone, Caden Burns. What a fantastic job of leaping in front of Keegan Hughes, and batting the ball literally out of his hand.
Yeah, that was a great job. As Caden Burns turned around, he found the ball and waited for it to come down. So many times cornerbacks decide that they see the ball, they're just going to jump, and then they start coming down as the ball comes there. That time Caden waited, high points the ball, knocks it out of the hands of Keegan Hughes. Great job right there by the Tiger defense.
And now they're going to leave Riverside, who've been moving the ball right downfield. They're going to leave them looking at a third down and 22. 2:40 to go in quarter number one, a scoreless ball game here in Effingham, Kansas. Quarterback back to throw. Griffin steps up in the pocket, thinking about running with the ball. He's going to tuck it. Now he's going to throw late at the line of scrimmage. He's got a man and missed him at the five. He had a receiver in Tyzel Harrington downfield on the left side. Even though Harrington had drawn double coverage, he had maybe a chance with the quarterback, probably wisely, because threw that a little bit long. If it's short, the two guys in front of him, one of them is going to get it.
Yeah, and if you throw it long, unless they get intercepted, at least you're pinning them a little further deep. And now for Riverside, they have a decision to make. On the incomplete pass, it's going to bring up now a 4th and 17.
Got to kick this thing, right? No, you leave the offense out there. No question. They're going to leave the offense out there. Tigers are going to hold. And in the exchange of 4th downs, they're going to come out with pretty good field position.
See, that's what I'm saying. You can't give up that yardage.
That's what they're going to do. I just can't see them punching the ball here. I think they've got enough confidence in their offense, and here we go. So quarterback Beckham Griffin from the pistol with Hayes behind him. Back to throw. Now, he spikes it down to markers.
Game.
I don't know if there's a delay or if there's a motion. Let's see if the officials are going to come up over. We haven't had a ton of penalties. Matter of fact, I don't know if we've had any penalties. And that is going to be illegal procedure. So I think we had a guy in motion, or maybe too many guys in motion. They might have had something kind of fun drawn up right there that they were going to try to execute. But now, frustration by Beckham Griffin, he kind of spikes the ball down because I think he saw whatever they were going to do. Had a shot working.
And especially with the reaction of Beckham Griffin, they had something called, right?
Yeah.
Like something fun. It was going to be one of those plays that you really weren't sure that you were going to get to call this year. And now you're looking at a 4th and 22, and the offense looks like it's going to stay out there.
It's going to stay out. Same formation. Again, big Elijah Moore is going to be the only man in the backfield right behind quarterback Beckham Griffin. So 4th and 22, QB's back, looks right, now looks left, now being chased, pushed out of the pocket. He's going to run up the near side, but he is not going to get very much. Bumped out of bounds, short of the 30-yard line. So, yeah, he picks up about 7, but he's 15 yards short.
Yeah, great job right there by the Tiger defense. First of all, give the secondary a lot of credit. They didn't give up on their assignments. And then for ACCHS, you had Nathan Palmer able to chase the quarterback down on the near sideline. And for Riverside, a missed opportunity. 2 possessions, they have a turnover, and now a turnover on down.
And so for the Tigers, again, the exchange of possessions, because they pick up almost 30 yards on this switch. So for ACCHS, their best field position of the evening with 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Quarterback is going to take a bit of a high snap, turn around, hand off. The ball is on the ground, and I think Riverside covers it up. The official is going to run up over it. Are they going to mark him down? Nope, they're going to say it's Riverside football.
So Beckham Griffin gets in there, strips the football away, and Brody Huff, the backside defensive end, picks up the ball in Riverside. One play, force a turnover.
And the Riverside offense, which has been on the field pretty much the entire opening quarter.
Shouldn't the NAIA championship game be played there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Kansas is playing at Children's Mercy Park, leading 17-6 over UNLV with 3:17 to go in the first half, if you're curious. Kansas State will be kicking off shortly, right?
Yep.
As the Kansas teams in a rather bizarre Friday night, both of them playing.
Kansas State playing a Big 12 opponent in not a Big 12 game.
Correct.
That makes sense.
Because they signed them before they got into the conference. Now we're going to get a timeout Riverside. They were confused. Coach Payton says, wait a minute, we got to talk about it. Joseph, go take our second break of the quarter. Timeout at the 2:26 mark of quarter number one. We're in Effingham, Kansas, where ACCHS and Riverside are still scoreless.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With it here in Evergam, Kansas, where the home crowd is celebrating homecoming 2024 here tonight at the crowning of royalty just prior to the kickoff. And now with 2:26 to go in the first, Riverside has its third possession of the opening quarter, but still neither team has put anything on the board. For the Cyclones, it'll be first and 10 at the Tiger 26-yard line. Couple of offset backs, a handoff left side, lots of running room, busting into the defensive secondary inside the 20, and very close to the first down. Mark goes Elijah, or rather Mason Hayes, and how about Rance Fester, because he had to make that stop from the free safety because the line did a great job of opening up a big, big spot.
Yeah, and right now Riverside, getting back to what they did in possession one, right? They're starting to run the ball a little more downhill. On possession two, I felt like tried to get a little too cute and tried to get outside of the comfort zone. And now, start running the ball downhill, you're going to open up some things outside, and now they're going to spread the field a little bit.
Hayes behind quarterback Griffin, and again, it's a snap. Again, another procedural call against Riverside. I don't think the Tigers, have they been even penalized yet today? I'm not sure, but I know there have been a couple procedural calls against Riverside. These two guys haven't played much in their history, Riverside and ACCHS, but will become more familiar with one another.
Yeah, Riverside,
realignment.
Riverside jumped out of the old Big Seven and now into the Northeast Kansas League.
Going to bring up a second down and about 5-6 to go, just outside the 20. And again, huge hole running into the right side, picking up a first down, Mason Hayes. Again, that's the... You know, I'm not trying to take anything away from Mason Hayes, who was tackled by Max Bodaroff, but gosh, that run was made with that offensive front.
Yeah, the offensive line did a great job of opening up that right side. And for the running back, Mason Hayes, there was no decision to be made. I mean, you didn't have to decide, are you going to press the A or move out to the – I mean, like, it was wide open off the right side. Good job by that front line.
Two to the left, one to the right, no ends in tight. Handoff, running back goes straight in the middle, spins 360, falls forward down to the 10-yard line. Again, a quick hitter this time into the left side where Max Bodaroff, who's been a real workhorse in the middle defensively, stops Mason Hayes, and we're in the last minute now of quarter number one. It'll bring up a second down at the 10-yard line for Riverside with five to go.
Second and six coming up for Riverside. ACCHS,
God, that poor defense has got to be getting tuckered out. They've been out there just pretty much that first
the entire quarter. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty nearly.
Right, the offense has been out there for four plays, a three and out, and then the one play that they fumbled.
Tyzel Harrington, wide to the left side. That's the short side of the field on this second down call. TV will hand off. This is a bread and butter play now, and they just keep going back to it. Why wouldn't you take them down to the 6-yard line? They're going to be just about a yard short of the first down. That may have been the last play of the opening quarter. We'll see if they decide to hustle one up here or not. I wouldn't, but they might. And, Gus, you're not even going to guess it all, are you? Because they've gone against you twice already.
Yeah, I wouldn't run it because now you can stop and think about third and two, but
10 seconds, nine. Nope, they're not going to do it. That's going to bring us to the end of the opening quarter. Joseph, we're taking a break. Quarter number one in Effingham, Kansas is in the book to score. ACCHS, Riverside, tied at scoreless.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back. Effingham, Kansas is the site of tonight's high school football game here on CARE Radio. And we have no score. We go to the second quarter. Sun beginning to set a little bit. This east and west facing field, because in that opening quarter, Riverside headed to the west, had that sun just blasting them right in the eyes, but it's pretty well behind it. What I'm going to call, I'm going to take myself, the old high school, right behind the old high school down here. When I was there, by the way, it was not the old high school. It was the only high school. It was the high school.
Starting to get a little cloud cover moving in.
Oh, yeah, maybe just a little bit. Again, 76 to kick off. It's cooled off maybe just a little bit. Wind is still out of the east. It's not an issue. 64% humidity. That would be the relative humidity, Joseph. You knew that. Joseph Spector is going, relative humidity, guys. It's not really 64%. So we go to the second quarter, and yes, if Riverside does anything but run the ball off tackle either left or right, I would be just amazed and surprised and maybe disappointed in them. I don't know, because that has really been good for them. And here we go. The first carry right in the middle, and the Tigers are ready for it. There is nothing doing and nowhere to go. And Quentin Allison with Colton Lowe. Double up for the Tigers. Stop. They're going to push that ball carrier back, and it's going to bring up a fourth down. Back just inside the 10-yard line. And for Riverside, fourth down, they're familiar with that tonight.
Yeah, so Riverside's now looking at the fourth and five, ball all the way back to the nine, and they're going to stay with that straight eye behind the quarterback.
Straight eye in the handoff running back, and he is going to be short. The Tiger defense bends, but doesn't break. Colton Lowe with another stop. Three times tonight already, and we're in the early part of the second quarter. ACCHS defense, Gus, has come up big when they had to have it.
Yep, great job right there by the ACCHS defense. On third and two, they force the loss of yardage, and then on the fourth down, they break into the backfield and make a big stop for Riverside. How about their first three possessions? They fumbled at the goal line. They've now had two turnover on downs deep in ACCHS territory. The Tigers have been in a hole all evening as far as yard or where their starting line has been, but they've done a nice job to this point.
Hand off into the right side of the line, and it's going to go up to the 10, get a yard or two, not much there. And Gus, interestingly enough, the Tigers are going to, you know, jump into Mr. Peabody's Wayback Machine to go to the pro set, the split backs. I haven't seen a high school team run that in a very long time, where you line up a back behind basically each of the guards, behind the quarterback, and the quarterback is up under center. He hands it off to the, what we would call it, the left halfback, who then goes across and hits the right side of the line. Now, this time they're not going to go with the old split backs, and instead they're going to go to a single running back, and that is going to be Max Bonneroff in the backfield. Out of the pistol, the pitch to Bonneroff. He takes it very deep. A play develops very slowly, and the tackle is going to be for a loss. Back to around the six.
That time Maddox mirrors the defensive end. The junior gets into the backfield and makes the stop on the play for Riverside. And that's one of those plays where you ran power to the right. You got to get the guard out there a little quicker to be able to kick that defensive out or that defensive end out so that the running back can get up and get some good yardage. But now the Tigers find themselves staring at 3rd and 12 with 9:40 to go before the break.
For Atchison County, one of the things they really want to do is quit playing in their half of the field, because this game has been played, with the exception of the first couple of plays tonight, in their half of the football field. 3rd down and a dozen, just beyond their own 5-yard line. Quarterback Falk again goes back to that split back. Hands off. No, he's going to keep it himself. He's hit. He's going to be dropped at the line of scrimmage. Maybe he loses a couple of more yards. Brody Huff is there. I don't know. I don't think it was a broken play. I think that they were trying to allow those guys out of the backfield to get downfield a little bit. He was going to try to throw it to him, but the on-rushing defensive line got there too quickly.
Yeah, just not enough time to let that thing develop. Riverside has a good front three, so they run a 34 defense, but Brody Huff, Gunnar Kimberlin, and Maddox Mears have got great size up front, and those guys do a nice job of eating up blockers.
So who's going to punt it away for the Tigers on his fourth down and a dozen call? And ACCHS is not punting the ball on fourth and 12. They're going to go to the back to that split back set. Fourth and 12 at their own six, and there's a little bit of a quick kick. high and spinning, and it will take a Riverside bounce down to the 25-yard line. So that is a 17-yard net gain on the punt, and Riverside again is going to begin this possession, which will be, what, their fourth of the day, and they're going to begin it again deep, deep in Tiger territory. 8:27 to go in the opening half, a scoreless ball game. How long can the Tigers kind of dodge this a little bit? Because right now, that's what they've done. Certainly, the field position and the time of possession have all belonged to Riverside, but the scoreboard has this game still tied. Cyclones coming up over the ball. They'll flare it over to the left side where the receiver, I don't know what he was thinking, goes back, catches the ball on a knee, and loses three. Watching too much NFL.
Yeah, so the problem is sometimes you decide it's a good idea, and then after you look back at it, you're like, well, I might have done that differently.
I know you were never a receiver out of those patterns, but I think sometimes I would think that as a receiver, that ball's coming at you, your reflexes catch the ball, right?
Yeah, but I've also never seen a receiver that didn't think he could make something out of the catch, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to catch this and Dante haul it to the house.
But
okay?
You
got to
be standing up when you catch the ball.
Key details. Key details, okay?
Second down and long for Riverside. 8:25 to go in the first half. Hand off, tailback. Bouncing out, breaks the tackle to the 25, cuts back against the rain to the 20, 15, lunges to the 13-yard line. That was a really nice run. Max Bonneroff is going to make the tackle, but that run was very well executed by Mason Hayes. I liked how he brought the thing back and cut back across the green, got that first down. Keeping the 14-yard line is really going to spot him down. First and 10. Cyclones.
Now look out there. Beckham Griffin, the quarterback for Riverside, going to check out of the ball game, and they're going to bring in a new player, and that's going to be Kobe Kohler, a freshman, and now we're going to see a timeout Riverside.
Let's do it. Taking a break with the Cyclones at the 8:13 mark of the opening half. It remains ACCA Jazz and Riverside scoreless.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
A13 to go in the opening half, and ACCHS scoreless with Riverside here in Effingham, Kansas. Gus, you look out there at those Riverside uniforms, and I know you're thinking Carolina Panthers, right? Got the teal and black going on.
Yeah, I mean, probably as good as anything.
Yeah?
The bad North Carolina uniform.
Got the black helmets, white jerseys, white pants with that powder blue lettering and trim and little black piping. The Tigers in a head-to-toe dark orange. White lettering and trim. Snap back, hand off, tailback, hits left side. Hit the line, well defended by the Tigers. Racing into the backfield from the side. It could be Cameron Groslin. Cameron has been brought in on the defense on that play, and he covered some ground in a hurry and got back there.
Yeah, this is a great job by Cannon over there. Kind of stepped in to that linebacker role, and
it'll bring up for Riverside a second down, no gain on that, second down at 10 at the Tiger 14-yard line. Again, ACCHS with just probably 9 in the box now. Quarterback, little play action, rolls right. He could run or he could throw, and he's going to decide to tuck it and slip to the 15, cuts back to the right to the 14, and will get it his way to the 12. Max Bodaroff with his, like, 78th tackle already here in the opening half. That young man has been all over the field, stopping a play and a gain of a couple of yards. It'll bring up a third down long. Max has Isn't he like that Swiss Army knife on this team? I mean, he just does pretty much everything.
Yeah, anything you kind of need him to do, you know, line it up as that tailback, playing the middle linebacker right now, lead the team in tackles tonight. Is for Riverside, they're now looking at this 3rd and 8. You're going to break this up into two plays because you're going to go for it no matter what. So
they are going for it, no question.
So the goal on 3rd down is to, what, pick up half of it?
Yeah, that would be mine, but I think they're looking for the whole thing. They're going to go over to the left side. ZK Hewins over there, one-on-one coverage. That's where they're going. And now they look over at him, and they're going to take their last timeout. Is that the second? I believe it's the 3rd timeout. We're going to take a break with them, whatever it is, now at the 6:34 mark of the opening half. Timeout Riverside, Tigers, Cyclones, still scoreless.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Well, the lights are on here. The stadium is slowly beginning to take effect. If you look pretty closely, you can start to see a bit of the shadows off of the players out of the field. And here come the two teams back out. It is a 3rd down, and it's a very full 8. 3rd down and short 9, maybe, from around the 12-yard line, deep back territory. And let's see as Beckham Griffin for Riverside comes up under center, what they're going to decide to do. They're going to pitch to the outside, down to the 10. Their running back puts his head down, and Tyzel Harrington again, Gus. We've seen him go to him several times, moving him from the wide receiver spot to the tailback spot, carrying the ball. And he's going to carry it down. And did kind of what you thought. Got about half of it, is 4th down and a long 3.
Yeah, that time you just got to look at that 3rd down and 8 that you needed half of it. Well, they ended up doing just a little better than that. It's going to be, they're going to call it 4th and 4. 6 minutes left here in the first half of play.
Can the Tiger defense, which has come up time and time and time again with big 4th down plays, can they come up with another one here? We're inside. 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Still, the Tiger defense pitching a shutout against the Cyclone team. From the eye, the pitch to the tailback, sweeps left, cuts in, and he is going to be
loose.
And the ball pops loose. It's in the end zone. Who has recovered it? And it is a touchback. Tigers have come up with the football for the 2nd time in the first half. As Riverside has fumbled into the end zone, and the Tigers have gotten it back.
Wow. We just talked about it on the very first drive when the ball fumbled out of the end zone, and it was a touchback. That we don't see that very often. Now we've seen it twice tonight. Fumbled into the end zone, and wow.
Can I
great
tell you,
job by the Tiger defense, and the touchback gets them out of the shadow of their own end zone.
It was a 50-50. I wasn't sure if it was going to be a touchback or if that lineman down there was going to score his first touchdown of his career, covered that thing up. Here comes the Atchison County offense. Breathe a new life, first it's into their own 20-yard line. If you're Riverside, how frustrated are you right about now? Had the pitch to the outside, and as he tries to plant a foot and cut up the middle, well, the footing just kind of gave out a little bit for Cannon Crossland, and he had his feet scoot out from beneath him. It'll be the loss of about 4, 2nd and 14. That's kind of how it's gone in the first half for the Tiger offense. You have a little blocking, and then just something won't quite come together for him. Inside 5 to play in the first half. Game has moved along at a very brisk clip. One of the many, many benefits of a lot of running the football. Tigers are going to go wing to the left side. That's Rance Vesser out here. They're going to, matter of fact, stack receivers to the left side. Split back to the backfield. A little bit of a high snap. They'll go over the crossback over to the left side across the 15 and getting close to the original line of scrimmage near the 20-yard line. Carrying the football, that's going to be Max Botteroff.
That's a little misdirection right there for ACC. Just try to get those linebackers to pause just for a second to get your linemen up to that second level, finally making the stop for Riverside. It was going to be Elijah Moore.
Now, the Tigers are going to bring the play in and shuttle it in from the near sideline. Rance Vester comes in. He's got a little powwow back there. Rance and Ben Hanke and Max Bodaroff, or rather, Max back there. They're having a little chit-chat, getting everybody on the right page. And look, the backs, Gus, the four of them, getting together again, making sure everybody knows what they've got drawn up on this third down call. Now they're starting to count it down, so the Tigers need to get that ball underway. Third down, 10. Quarterback is back to throw. Steps up. Throw in deep. Down the left side. He wants Ben Hanke, and it's batted away. It's a 50.
That time, great job by the cornerback at the last second to get his hand up. That's Micah Rubidoux, the sophomore. Gets his hand up at the last moment, knocks that ball away from Ben Hanke, the sophomore.
So now for the Tigers, it'll be fourth down at their own 20. And ACCHS, last time up, lined up and kind of went with the little quick kick formation. Now they're going to go to a little bit of more of a traditional punt, but that kicker's only like 7, 8, or 8 yards maybe back from the line of scrimmage. Now the ball's loose. It's rolling around on the ground. He's going to pick it up, and he's in trouble down at the 7. The snap back was not real good, and there was not much Rance Vester could do with it. He just went back and picked it up, recovered what he could, and for Riverside, big break. They're going to have short field here. Matter of fact, they're going to start this possession first and goal. Inside 4 minutes to play in the opening half. No score in Effingham. Wide to the left side. Riverside will send Tyzel Harrington. And again, I keep thinking they're going to be looking at all that green turf over there. A lot of space. And instead, they're going to hand off to the power runner. He runs over everybody, including his own teammate, to take it down inside the 5-2.
That time, turned around. You hand it off to the big guy, Elijah Moore, and the junior just lowered his head, lowered his shoulder pads, kept pushing forward, and finally trips up just inside the 5. They're going to mark him down. Maybe the 2-yard line?
Yeah, that's fair.
Second and goal there with 3:15 left here in the half.
So do you give Elijah, do you say, hey, big guy, you got the first half of that. You're going to give him the second half right here?
Yes.
And that's what they're going to do. Hand it off to the big man who just powers into the middle. The linemen think he's in. And so does the official. Touchdown, Riverside. So the Cyclones on the board at 3:01 to go in the half. I tell you what, this has been an interesting first half of football, and Riverside is going to go to the locker room thinking, we missed a few scores here in the first half. Tigers defense has just had their back to the wall all game long. This PAT is going to be held by Beckham Griffin. Kicking the ball for Riverside is Cody Hewins. Cody, a little right-foot soccer-style kicker. It is down, and it is up, spinning, and he got it. Taking a timeout, Joseph, with our first points of the evening coming here at 3:01 to go in the second quarter. It's Riverside 7, Ashes and County nothing.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaka burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
So good to have you with us here in Effingham, Kansas, home of the Tigers, where they're celebrating homecoming 2024, playing host to Riverside High School. First time Riverside and the Tigers meet as members of the NEKL, Northeast Kansas League. Royals, after six innings, are up on the Pirates. How about that? 7-1. That's impressive. Who's on the hill?
Today would be win 81 as well, so just throwing that out there. Alec Marsh got the start today. They only let him go 5 innings. I think you're starting to see the Royals start to transition guys. Like, Marsh is a starter, but when it comes to the playoffs, he's going to be your, like, seventh guy, yeah, you know, from that seventh guy, your bridge.
If you get down deep early in the game, you think about,
yeah,
he's your guy to burn some innings, that guy. Here's the advance. The kick is away. It is high, very, very short. First kick of the day by Riverside, and the Tigers doing a great job. Very alert. Race up, dive on top of the football, and provide themselves with some pretty good field position. Give Kane Kuntz that kick coverage play. And for the Tigers, some of their very best field position, maybe their best field position today.
It is going to be their best field position right now. I mean, like, for ACCHS, they played the first half really in the shadow of the end zone, and so now they've actually got the ball out a little bit and try to make something good happen with 3 minutes left before half, only trailing by seven.
Yeah, what you really want, what you don't want to do is give the ball back one more time. Hang on to the ball, run a little time, make some positive yardage, and kind of feel a little better going in. And now, Atchison County's going to lose a few yards as they had a couple of guys get away soon.
Yeah, we had three guys on the left side all take off, and
they were going to throw the ball.
Now, ACCHS is going to bring into the ball game Riley Kessinger, a freshman.
First down, 15 after the penalty is assessed. We've had no time come off the clock since that touchdown a moment ago by Riverside. ACCHS, pair of receivers each way. Got nine along the line of scrimmage for Riverside.
Same side. It's the left side, and it's the same play.
And the Tigers are going to cost themselves five more yards. And now a first and 10 becomes first and 15, and now first and 20. With no time coming off the clock, the Riverside defense has picked up 10 yards. So first down, 20. ACCHS now at their own 26-yard line. Single man to the backfield with quarterback Cody Falk. He'll pump once, pull it back, roll back, and now throw it wide to the right side. That was probably a good idea for the sophomore quarterback. Nothing good was going to happen, so you know what you do? Chuck that thing out of the road.
Yeah, it's going to be a wide receiver screen over to the right side. The cornerback had broke free, and so there really wasn't that lane to throw it. So the best thing to do right there for Cody Falk, throw the thing out on the track. Nice job by the sophomore to understand not to try to weed one in there, because that could turn into a pick six real quickly.
Clock stops. We've got 5 seconds off the clock now since that touchdown. Got a bunch of plays and a lot of time that's elapsed, but not much off the clock yet. Bring it up a second down and 20. Little misdirection handoff. And there's some room. 35, near the 40. Breaking a dive at 45. Breaking a dive at 50. Across midfield. What a highlight reel run for the Tigers, Cannon Crossland.
Yeah, that time Cannon Crossland just broke free through the second level. Then all of a sudden ran over a safety, pushed a couple guys up to midfield, falls forward, and gets in to Riverside territory. They're going to mark this thing down at the Riverside 49. Well, it'll be first and 10 Tigers. Great play right there for the ACCHS offense.
That wasn't even close. That was by far the best play of the game by Atchison County. Good to see him getting a little offense underway. And they're across midfield for the first time today. Hand off again. Into the middle it goes. Bring it across at the 50-45, down to the 43-yard line. ACCHS finding a little momentum here in the last couple of minutes of the half.
Yeah, and right now, if you're Coach Techmeyer, you got to keep this offense rolling, right? Like, get back up there, get the play called, and keep them going, because all of a sudden, it feels like they're starting to settle in, starting to have some good things happen, and now we're down to 2:14 left before half.
Led out of the huddle by center sophomore Luke Smith. Getting him up over the football. Two to the right and one to the left on a second down. Six called Tigers inside the 45-yard line. Hand off right side, bouncing outside, going to be Cannon Crossan. He will angle to the left, drag a defender, and he's going to be close to another first down. Yes, he was stopped a couple of yards short and then just absolutely willed himself for a couple of more.
Yeah, that's the second time we've seen him do that. He gets hit, it looks like he's going to go down, and all of a sudden he's able to squirt free and pick up a couple more. Now he does push it up near the first down, and the Tigers are looking at a third and short with 95 seconds left.
There's the only problem for Atchison County is they're going to run out of time before halftime. They're going to have to do something big on a third down and a short yard. They're inside the 40-yard line of Riverside. Their best possession of the first half. Split backs for Cody Falk. will pitch. He'll try to sweep to the left side. Need the lead block. He's going to get it at the 40. Poked to the outside of the 35. Down to the 30, 25. Stays inbound to the 20. Down to the 15-yard line. Dancing the tightrope up the left side. That's Max Bodaroff, and the Tigers are in business. They're at the Riverside 15.
Love what Max did right there. He got to the sideline. The defenders are coming at him. He cut back in to the field of play and picked up a few more yards, and they're going to mark him out just shy of the 15 down to the 16-yard line. We have 65 seconds left here in this first half.
Tigers huddling up at the 25-yard line. The ball at the 16. First and 10. Wide to the right side is going to be Caden Burns. Slot to the right side for the Tigers. Split backs again to the backfield. Motion to the left. Quarterback is going to be back at the broken play, and he's just going to fall forward and get back to the line of scrimmage for no gain. Tigers need to take a timeout if they've got one.
Well,
and there it is.
The officials started looking over at the ECHS coaching staff like,
all in one?
This is probably the right time to do that, and he finally does burn that timeout.
That's good. Taking a break, Joseph. 43 seconds left in the half. Tigers on the move. It's Riverside 7, Atchison County nothing.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Just the Tigers are going to go into the locker room at halftime feeling much better, but if they put points on the board here, they're going to feel much, much, much better.
Yeah, you're going to really want to get some points up here because, again, you did start to do some things on this last drive. The offense started to really click and get some positive momentum, but, again, you really want to come away from this drive with some points getting ready to go into the second half.
So for Atchison County, it'll bring up a second down, 9. Again, 43 seconds to go in the half. They're at the 15-yard line deep in Riverside territory. Running out of the split back formation, and the pitch is going to go to Max Bodaroff. They'll try to sweep to the outside. They stretch it out. He's able to turn it up, pick up a yard or so, but only down to the 14. They need bigger chunks than that. Time getting away. How about Mason Hayes? He's had a great game running the ball and playing that linebacker spot.
Now ECCHS going to quickly burn their second timeout. We'll keep this one here, as they're just trying to stop the clock with 33 seconds left here before the break.
I'm thinking this is their third, isn't it? Maybe timeout.
A third? Okay.
Yeah, I thought maybe.
They're going to burn out their final timeout here with 33 seconds left. Looking at a third and 8, the ball's going to be at the 14. And if you're head coach Cody Techmeyer, you're sitting there, you're thumbing through the playbook, and you're like, what's the best play we've got?
What's the best play we've got? Well, we're going to go with what we have seen tonight. It's getting to the left side and turning it up. And that little misdirection, handing the ball to the right halfback and having going left across the green.
As much as you want to throw the ball, because everybody does, I think right now getting the ball into a playmaker's hand, getting to the corner and trying to use your speed to just race somebody to the sideline, and I think that's going to be where your best play is going
to
be.
Don't think the Tigers have completed the pass yet in the first half, so you know you probably don't want to go maybe to that well with it being a little untested right now.
How about this? We start 5 minutes early. We're not to halftime, and there already is a game at halftime. At half, Sabetha leads Perry LeCompton 7-6.
That's a pretty good one. Here we go. Third down call. They're going to throw. They're going to the end zone, and it's a jump ball. It's incomplete. It's the back. It probably was going to be beyond the back line anyway.
Yeah, the cornerback did a great job of just kind of stopping and forcing the receiver to come through him to make the catch. But that pass had probably led the receiver a little too far to the back line. They'll stop the clock for 28 seconds. And now the Tigers set for a 4th and 8. Harry Balke. No?
Yeah, you don't. Here's the thing you don't need to get. A touchdown. You need to get a first down because you're, even though you have no timeouts left, you can get another play or two away if you've got good time management. Okay, here we go. Tigers coming up over the football. Again, 4th and 8 inside the 15-yard line. They're going to shift out, go to 4 receivers, single man in the backfield, motion left. QB's back, looking over the middle. He's got a man that's picked off at the end zone. Back up the middle it comes, and going to be down at the 5-yard line. Passed into a little bit of traffic, and just maybe a little bit behind intended receiver Caden Burns goes into the hands of a Riverside defender, and the Cyclones are going to hold on. They'll be able to come out and take this thing into the locker room. 20 seconds left in the half. All right, so for the Tigers, you say, well, wish we'd have scored. But let's think that glass half full and say, we, in that last possession of the half, kind of found our offense and moved the ball nearly the length of the field and started with a 1st and 20, okay? So you have to kind of work on it from a positive perspective.
Yeah, find that silver lining.
Got to look maybe sometimes a little more, but that was a really nice drive for the Tigers, and that's going to do it. Snap of the ball, and we are going to halftime. We'll return here to Tiger Stadium, Effingham, Kansas, to summarize the opening half for you as the teams head off the field. It is Riverside 7, Atchison County scoreless.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete first half recap is coming up right after this. At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
ACCA Chess, Pride of Tigerland. Marching band comes out of the field to entertain this homecoming crowd at halftime. It is a 7-0 lead for the visitors out of Riverside over ACCHS. I guess we've been talking about it as the half is wound down. If you were to compare total yards, you'd say, man, it's a 4-touchdown difference.
Yeah, especially prior to that last drive for ACCHS, the one right before half, because prior to that, ACCHS, on their first 4 possessions, had run 10 plays. And so they played in the shadow of their own end zone the whole half. But then on that last possession, it really got sparked by that nice little run by Cannon Crossham when he was able to push the ball forward, get out across midfield, take it into Riverside territory for the first time this evening for ACCHS. And all of a sudden, the Tigers look like they had a little renewed life. I know they throw the end zone right there they threw the interception right there at the end zone. But again, you're trying to make something happen, and I like how the Tigers finished out the half right there.
Yep, and a great crowd enjoying a great. I'm calling this a great game. Anytime you got a 1-score game at halftime, this thing does belong to absolutely anybody as we get ready to go to the second half. Again, talking about the marching band out there doing a great job. Guess I wanted to be in the marching band. But Paul Lundgren said there's no marching ukulele, so I was out, and that was the end of it for me. My career ended right there. The half has ended right here. We're going to be back to bring you the second half of this one live, and we're going to talk about what we've got coming up tomorrow. The conference game and probably the national game of the week in the NAIA coming up for you tomorrow on Care Radio. We'll preview that when we return. But right now, it's halftime at Effingham as the team is there in the locker room. Your score, Riverside 7, ACCHS nothing. We kick it back to our man Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got some fun time halftime.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's.
Download our app, earn free food.
DQ presents How to Have Fall Forever. Step one, grab the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. Step two, taste delicious fall flavors like returning pumpkin pie, French silk pie, and more sweet seasonal treats. Step three, imagine that fall will last forever so you can continue to enjoy this delicious lineup. Step four, remember that fall can't last forever. So hurry in for the new Fall Blizzard menu today and start living fall to the fullest. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Coming up tomorrow, we've got one heck of a game for you here in Atchison, Kansas. It is Founders Day, as the Benedictine Ravens will be playing host to Grandview. The Ravens are coming off of a 48-45 win over Morningside and a 45-27 win over William Penn. Join us tomorrow around 12:45 or so, maybe 12:40, to make sure that you get all of that pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Coming up on Thursday night, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs every Thursday evening immediately following the 5 o'clock news, right around 5:15 to 5:20. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Taking a look around the area, the Phoenix are in play. The Atchison High Phoenix are leading Harmon 27-0 at last report. That was the end of the first. At the, with what, 7 minutes and 3 seconds left to go, Marhill Mount Academy trails the Jackson Heights Cobras. They are sitting at 41, the Cobras, Marhill Mount Academy 0. In other local scores, at the half, Frankfurt was leading Linden 50-22. Holton, at the end of the first, was 13-0. Taking a look at the score with 12 seconds left in the first half, it is currently Holton 20 to Riley 14. In the Hiawatha game, with about 4 minutes to go in the half, it is Bulldogs 12, Red Hawks 0, as the Hiawatha is trailing Marysville. In the other game that we can check immediately right now, the Sabetha Channel game has got the Blue Jays at 7, at the half, with the Perry the Compton Cause at 6. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 61. Winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 63. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It looks like it's about 74 degrees outside right now here in Atchison, Kansas. It feels like 72. Winds are 8 miles per hour out of the west. The relative humidity, 76%. The dew point, 64 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.91 inches of mercury. We will be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz at the field in just about a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, a place where you'll find Exchange Bank, a locally owned bank that believes in their community. You'll find friendly and knowledgeable staff ready to help you with all of your banking needs. Exchange Bank offers long-term, fixed-rate real estate loans and convenient services such as online and mobile banking. Stop by or visit us online at ebt.bank. You'll find this and so much more. Exchange Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shot.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Hey, it's good to have you with us, and welcome back to Effingham, Kansas, where the two teams just now made their way out of the locker room, and we are approaching the beginning of the second half. ACCHS here on Homecoming 2024 trails the visitors from Riverside 7-0. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph Pecker, producing, engineering, doing all that stuff, news, weather, sports at halftime. He's got it all going on. I think he was doing a little quick load of laundry in the CARE radio. They got that Ringer washer. Have you ever seen it in the basement, Gus? A little Ringer washer. Hangs a few things out. There's a line down there. It's really nice.
Plus a pond out back, you know.
It's like a pond. Pond is good for me. So Joseph's back at the studio. Gus Counts with me here in the booth. Tom Counts. And Gus, Tigers are the first team back out of the field. And, again, you know, you talked, I think, a little bit about it. If Coach Techmeyer at halftime had to go in and say, okay, guys, had a few bumps. But at the end of the half, by the end of the half, you kind of had found yourself a little bit. You know, you were moving the ball. Some good things were happening. Take that positive momentum and carry that into the second half because they're down by one score. I mean, anybody can win this game.
Yeah, you know, you looked at it as ACCHS on their first four possessions had 10 total plays. And so it was one of those things where you looked at it, you're a little upset with how things started for your offense. That last possession, you took your best field position, right, because the kickoff was a little short. You started the ball somewhere around your own 35, able to push it into Cyclone territory. And then, I mean, the offense just looked like it clicked. They had a little rhythm. They had some momentum. They were moving the ball down the field. And then they got down there to the goal line, couldn't quite make it happen. I know they threw the interception. We talked about it right before the break. They threw the interception in the end zone, but at that point, hey, you were trying to make something happen. You were trying to push that ball down the field, and I didn't mind it. Now what the Tigers have to do is find a way to build on that here in the second half.
Hey, we're going to build on what has been a great game in the first half here tonight. We're looking forward to a really good second half, but we're going to build on that with the momentum toward Saturday afternoon and college football here on Care Radio. Also builds as the Benedictine Ravens will be in Wilcox Stadium tomorrow. We'll be there with them as it'll be a matchup, the conference game of the week. And I said it earlier, I believe it's the national game of the week as number 4, Grandview, being hosted by number 12, Benedictine. The best team in the Heart North, the best team in the Heart South, meeting in Atchison. We'll have the Care Radio pregame at about 12:45 or so. We'll talk to Coach Osborne, get those keys to the game, and then the kickoff at 1. And halftime, we like talking to the players, and gosh, one of the most exciting, one really fun guy we're going to have a chance to visit with tomorrow on halftime, Abram Phillips.
Abram Phillips of Latham North, right?
Latham North.
The Eagles? There we go. So Abram, kind of a fun guy. It'll be interesting to hear some things about him and get caught up with him as a Benedictine defense. Been on point so far this season. They're going to be called on a lot tomorrow against a really good team, and the defending North Player of the Year as the quarterback for Grandview was the Player of the Year in the conference last year. Grandview's a team who we haven't seen since 21.
No, we got a couple of undefeated teams coming together who have not played each other since 21, and the last time Benedictine won over Grandview was?
Had to be 18.
18? Shepherdson.
That's why I kind of laughed when I saw that, you know, there could be a club again tomorrow.
The whole, I don't need two hands to scoop that ball up and run it to the house.
Right?
So yeah. That will be one of the great plays. When you reminisce about Benedictine football games and exciting moments, that's top 5.
All right, how about that? That's something that one day, if you sat down and put together top 10 of all-time plays, I mean, there's a chance that cracked in there.
Yeah, oh, that's on the Mount Rushmore.
Right?
Okay.
So,
Big Four?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but yes, tomorrow afternoon should be a fantastic game at Wilcox Stadium between two teams who have played some really close games over the years, right?
Oh, the
last time
we
were there.
Heartbreak.
That's when Hamilton set the school record for the longest field goal.
52 yards on the last play of the game.
Yeah.
Aided by a gusting wind from the north.
Hey, also, Grandview, we're going to talk a little more about it.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that they're not playing all games at the Duke this year?
Well, Coach was telling me today when I was talking to him that there's another high school field. He said it's a way nicer field that they ought to be playing their games on.
Yeah,
he said
out in West Des Moines, like right as you come into town. So anyway, we'll talk more about that tomorrow.
Right now, though, the Tigers are going to get the ball to begin the second half. The advance and the Cyclone kick is away. It's not very good. It's going to pass. It's going to go out of bounds around the 30-yard line. And the only two times we have seen Riverside kick the ball away, it has not been their long suit this evening for ACCHS. Really good field position to begin quarter number 3.
So for ACCHS, this will be their 6th possession. This will be their 6th offensive possession of the game, and now ACCHS is going to say, hey, we want a chance to return this kick, and go ahead and kick it one more time.
Now, I did not know this was even an option. I did not know that you could accept a penalty and just not take the ball there.
You rarely see this.
So anyhow, it's a strategic move. we still have no time to have it come off the clock. And let's see what happens here. Uh-huh. Kicking the ball for Riverside is going to be junior Chase Hewitt. Five on the left, five on the right. He strides up, and, oh, that's a nice kick. High in the deep, and the Tigers are going to take it to the 25. 35. Bounce into the 40. Spinning. Breaking a tackle and just short of the 45-yard line. A nice return by, you know, that's Max Moderoff. He's out there touching the ball and doing great things all evening long.
Yeah, Max has had a really spectacular game tonight. He's run the ball pretty well. He's right up there for the leading tackler tonight for ACCHS. And for the Tigers, they started out on the field, and now they're going to come all the way over to the near sideline and huddle up with head coach Cody Heckmeyer before they get out on the field.
Here comes Atchison County, operating off the right hash mark. First and 10 to begin this initial series of the second half at their own 45-yard line. Precariously close to midfield. They'd love to spend their second half on the other end of the field. They'll go to that little misdirection play, but a high snap forced quarterback Falk to reach up, and by the time he corralled the ball, got it pulled down, and then delivered to his running back, Max Bonneroff. The defense had diagnosed that thing and had gotten in the way, and going to bring up a second down 10.
That time, Mason Hayes, the big junior middle linebacker, makes a stop on the play. And for ACCHS, they are going to give him about a yard on the play. Second and 9.
Just underway in the second half. Split back to the backfield. Just behind and to either side of quarterback Cody Falk. This time, he'll hand off to the second man, trying into the right side. Cannon Crossland runs into the arms of Gunner Timberland. And a big sophomore nose tackle kind of throws on the bear hug and right into the ground. There'll be a loss of a couple three on that play.
Yeah, Gunner's a guy we haven't talked much about tonight. He's done a good job, though, on that front line for Riverside. Riverside comes out, as we talked about early on, in that 34 defensive big across the front with Brody Huff, Gunner Kimberlin, and Maddox Mears on the front. Those guys are doing their job all night, and especially if we're not talking about them, they're eating up blockers.
Third down, 13 Tigers. Initial series of the second half. Atchison County would love to keep this thing alive. QB makes a pitch. Defense gets back there. Tackle's going to be broken. Cross the 45, but around the 50-yard line, the forward progress is going to be stopped by Elijah Moore. And the Tigers will be at midfield with a 4th and 5, right at the 50-yard line. But that was a really good run by Cannon Crossland, who looked us like he was in jeopardy of being tackled for a loss.
Yeah. It looked like he was going to get hit for a loss. He ends up picking up about 7 on the play, but a nice job right there as he was going for the edge, wanted to take it outside, realized that there was just going to be no avenue over there, planted his foot, come back into the field of play, and picked up what yardage he could out near midfield. And the Tigers looking at this 4th down.
Are you going to look at a punt? Going to look at a quick kick? Going to look at the offense? We've seen all three. They're lined up like they're going to run a play. 4th down, 5 at the 50. QB's back. He's going to throw over the middle, and it is caught, picked up, and ripped away by the defender. 50. He brings it back to the 47 of the Tigers. A defender and a receiver both had it, and they were just pulling and fighting and twisting, and finally the ball was ripped away by the larger of the two, and that's the linebacker Beckham Griffin. He just finally overpowered the receiver and yanked the ball free.
Yeah, and if the Tiger receiver was going to be able to hold on to that ball, he was going to pick up a 1st down, but a nice job right there by the quarterback playing safety, Beckham Griffin.
So it'll be 1st and 10 Riverside, and they'll begin this possession, their first of the second half in familiar territory across midfield at the Tiger 46-yard line, where they're going to send Tyzel Harrington very, very wide to the left side, fill a slot with Chase Hewitt. Single man is going to come wide to the near side. That's going to be Kean Hughes, single man to the backfield. That's that big old fullback, and look at him go. He'll rumble, fumble, run over guys, bounce over to the left side, and take it to the 41, getting about 5. And there's not a lot of finesse. There's not a lot of fancy footwork. That's just power running. That's
yep.
all it is.
Yep, and that time defensive end, Kane Coons comes up to try to slow him down, but man, there's not a whole lot slowing that big guy down. It's the big fullback, just as you talked about it. Diving downhill, nothing cute, just going straight east and west.
9:20 to go in the 3rd quarter. Cyclones looking at a 2nd down, 5, same run, same way, and about the same result, a 5-yard gain. And you know what? Elijah Moore is having a blast. He was finally brought down by tackle free safety Grant Spencer. But if you get back to where the free safety is making the tackle, you know what you've done? You've gotten the kind of yardage that you would expect to get or you would hope to get.
Yeah, as a defense coordinator, you don't draw it up to where your free safety is making tackles on a fullback,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and Rance has given up 85, 90 pounds, maybe more.
Maybe more.
First and 10 at the Tiger 35-yard line. Cyclones with their initial possession of the second half. They're going to go with that single man to the backfield. And again, right back to him, they just keep feeding Elijah Moore. This time, Atchison County's going to stop him for three. You know what's happening here, right? You keep feeding Elijah Moore. You feed Elijah Moore. Find the defense, starts cheating in like they did a little bit on that play. They stopped him for picking a 5-7, cut it back to 3 because they're cheating in. And suddenly, you don't give it to Elijah anymore. You throw it to somebody on the outside where that defender has abandoned.
And you look over here on the near sideline, Coach Techmeyer is signaling out to his team, watch for the pass.
It's a 2nd-and-7 call. QB's back, goes up, it's batted in the air and knocked away by Max Bonaroff.
That time Max guy's way up, gets his hands reaching into that passing lane, knocks the ball away. It's going to be incomplete and bring up now a 3rd-and-7 with 8:07 left here in the third quarter.
Nice defensive play for Atchison County. 7-0, Riverside in front as we're 8 minutes to go in quarter number 3. And they'll go back to the big man. Can Elijah Moore pick up 7, Gus? It's going to go to him. And there it is. The handoff. Moore is going to be hit and dropped short of the line of scrimmage. There are 4 orange jerseys surrounding him. And by the way, 4 orange jerseys on Elijah Moore. I can still see him.
Yeah. Nice job by Ty Bissette right there. Ty did a great job. The defensive tackle, he got down underneath the center and was able to get into the backfield and cause a little grief. It'll bring up a 4th-and-9 with 7:40 left in the third quarter. Now, if you're head coach Bryce Penn of Riverside, leave the offense out.
Yep. Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They don't kick off real well. They haven't. I don't think they punted tonight. They've gone on a fourth down everywhere. And on 4th-and-9, again, you got big Elijah Moore back there to stay in a block. Quarterback was going to throw over to the left side. He's got a man wide open. It's going to be caught for the first down inside the 25-yard line. Taking it down to the 23. 1st-and-10. And again, they go to Chase Hewins, and he's in that wide open green space, wide to the left side. 1st down, Cyclones.
Colton Lowe makes a stop out there for ACCHS, but a nice job by Riverside. And I know you weren't a huge fan of that. It was in 4th-and-9, and they ran an 8-yard pass play, but had plenty of cushion to be able to turn around and pick up 2 more.
Yeah, no defender near him who is going to make an immediate tackle and stop him. 1st and 10, Riverside, inside the Tiger 25. Elijah Moore, the workhorse, takes his hand off, head down, powers right, gets down to around the 20-yard line. Give him 3 on a 1st down carry. Max Bonaroff again, coming up with a stop, but we're 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter.
Well, you know what Riverside is doing right now is shortening this game. Right? I mean, they're going to limit possessions by just giving it to the big fullback. They're taking time. They're huddling up. They're not in a hurry to race back up over the football.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a technical question after this 2nd-and-7 call. So get that rule book out. Here's your handoff. Big guy bounces right side. Gets outside the edge, drags defenders, 20, down 15, down to 10. And it's 1st and goal at the 10-yard line, Riverside. Now, my question for you, Gus, that's Elijah Moore carrying the ball. We've called him the fullback all night because early in the game, first half, he was lining up in front of another running back. When he is the only guy in the backfield, even though he is 5'10" and 280, he's a running back now, right? He's no longer a fullback.
Yeah, he's just your lone back, so he is your running back.
He is the biggest running back in the NEKL. Let me rephrase that. He is the heaviest running back.
There you go.
In the NEKL. He is not the tallest. He is the biggest. And they'll hand it to him again. This time he'll go to the left side. And you know what? Elijah's loving this. He says, just keep handing it to me. He picks up 3 or 4 more, and he's down to around the 8-yard line.
You know what else a guy like Elijah Moore allows your offense to do? just beat on a defense late in the ball game, right? I mean, you got them worn down a little bit, and really that's where the ACCHS or defense is. They've been on the field most of the night, and right now Riverside taking lots of time, and they're just running the ball straight down the field and really asking ACCHS, hey, here's where we're going, stop me.
Now, Elijah getting a breather. How about this? And they're going to go three wide, single man in the backfield. The new running back will take the handoff, stop, plant a foot, cut back to the middle, get down to the five-yard line. It's going to be stacked up there. I guess even Elijah Moore needs a breather, one down, and they bring in a much, much smaller running back who, while he was swifter, didn't pick up any more yards. The whole front stack of the Tigers, including defensive ends Cannon Crossman and Kane Koontz, with the stop, or at the five, it is third and goal, 5 yards out.
ACCHS trying to get a fresh body in there. They're going to bring H. Gann, a sophomore, in along that front.
4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Don't forget the high school football scoreboard show. Coming up after this one is some of the scores beginning to bounce in from games all around the area. Here's a handoff running back. Hit at the four, tries to push forward. I don't think he even made the three. No, they're going to give him the four-yard line. And again, Riverside for, Gus, it's got to be the sixth time today going for it on fourth down.
Now you look over there to the far sideline and taking a little time trying to figure out, but they're going to bring Elijah Moore back in for this fourth and goal.
Yeah. It doesn't take Bo Schembechler or Bear Bryant to figure out, I've got to give the ball to this guy because he's picking up my yardage.
Who are they?
I just made those names up. They're you know, fictional characters. Fourth and goal at the four-yard line. Here we go. Tiger defense being called on. The pitch to the big man. He bounces outside. He's hit in midair. The ball pops loose, and it doesn't matter. The Tigers have held him out of the end zone.
What a job by ACCHS to get over there, knock the pegs out from under the fullback. And as he's falling to the ground, ACCHS knocks the football out. And doesn't matter, the Tigers will get it on a turnover on downs. What a job right there for ACCHS. And that's the third time ACCHS has forced a turnover inside the five.
Here comes the Tiger offense. With 3:20 to go in the third quarter, Atchison County, here's the beauty of this. Here's your five-yard line. There's nothing in the playbook you can't run from here. You're not going to run out of room. And they're breaking the huddle slowly from mid-end zone and putting one receiver to the right side. That is the wide side of the field. A single man over there and two receivers to the short side. Hand off, no. Quarterback's back to throw. He's got a man caught at the 30. At the 40, at the 50, down to the 45-yard line goes Ben Hanke. And the Tigers, a 50-yard strike, bulk to Hanke.
I think that was probably the play they were going to call a few drives ago where everybody was a little antsy and trying to go. And that time, Hanke did a great job of getting just behind the defender right there, Chase Ewens, in safety. And what Denny Murphy say, you're even, you're leaving. And right there, great job by the ACCHS offense and the sophomore tight end, Ben Hanke.
Atchison County with the momentum, with the football, across midfield at the 45-yard line, first and 10. The pitch, starting left, looking for some blocking, darting back into the middle, changing direction, stretching inside the 40-yard line, turning what just looked like a play that was going to go nowhere into a gain of about a half a dozen. That was a great effort by Caden Burns, and it was, again, nose tackle Gunnar Kimberlin. Second down, Tigers inside the Riverside 40-yard line. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Again, the split backs for Cody Falk. Hands off, and man, that was a very late handoff and a nice job by Max of reaching kind of back, getting it off a hip, pulling it around, securing the ball and advancing about 3 yards, third down two. By the way, the Tigers, I'm going to let you know that they're in four down territory here at the 40, okay?
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you be?
And right there, you always hear your running back coach tell you, hey, keep your eyes up. You're checking out the defense. Don't look at where that ball is. Well, that time, Max Moderoff had to look down because The ball was kind of on his hip. He did a great job of getting that squared away before he got into that line.
Hanky Vester to the left, Burns to the right. The handoff is going to go to the running back. He pulls, power straight ahead, and then he's going to be grabbed by Brody Huffman. Pulled backward. Where are they going to mark his forward progress? It'll be the length of the football, short of the first down, just short of the 35-yard line. Fourth down and a half a yard for Atchison County. And again, ACCHS with absolutely no reason to not go for it. Because, Gus, let's be candid. If they come up short, you know what? They're still going to give them field position much worse than they've had.
You want to run this ball. You want to run it straight up the middle. Because Brody Huff had to come off with his helmet coming off, and they brought in a small defensive tackle.
Fourth down and a short run. Quarterback's going to keep it. Leans in and picks up the first down. Gets behind the right side of the line, hunkers down and rides the wave. It's first and 10 Tigers.
Great job right there by the ACCHS offense. Great play design. Understanding that the big defensive tackle came off the field, and they brought in a much smaller nose tackle, and look at him out there anchoring down the middle. See? Much smaller than Brody Huff was.
The nose tackle, and they're right now 5'8", 1.
Four, I was going to say 40, so yeah, we're in the ballpark.
First and 10, Tigers move the ball in the last minute of the third quarter, down 7-0. The quarterback will make the pitch deep in the backfield. It's going to be taken there, turned upfield, and picking up 4 or 5, keeping a hand on the ground, planting and moving forward. There's a 30, picks up 5. A great effort and superb balance by Max Bodroff. It looked like he was going to go to the ground. He reached out with the free hand, maintained his balance, and was able to advance further.
And that's a difficult move. Not too often do you see the running back feel comfortable enough to take that offhand, put it on the ground, and push themselves forward. Yeah, we're kind of in that gray zone of you don't have to run another play, but if I'm ACCHS, I race up there and try to get one more off, but I don't think they're going
to
get it.
They're going to have to hurry. 4 seconds, 3. They're at the line of scrimmage with 2 and at 1, and that's it. Is it off? No. No play. 3 quarters in the book at Effingham, Kansas. We'll be back with a fourth. It will be exciting. Your score from ACCHS. Riverside 7, Atchison County nothing.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, the Tiger homecoming fans are ready to go to the fourth quarter. Even though Atchison County's trailing 7-0, ACCHS fan is really, I think, feeling pretty good. Their team is playing better. They're now moving to football, and they have got it inside the 30, or at the 30-yard line in Riverside territory. It'll bring up a second down and about half a dozen. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph's our producer and engineer. He's the guy without whom none of this happens. Joseph, we appreciate all you do. Gus counts to my right. Tom counts with the Tigers. You got it second down. Long count. Quarterback Cody Falk will take it. Uh-oh, little broken play. Cody's in trouble. He's going to go down at the 35-yard line. He turned to pitch one way, and it's the old zigged and didn't zag, and somebody didn't communicate. Gunnar Kimberlin, Elijah Moore combined for the Riverside tackle, and Tigers are going to be back at a third down 10.
So for, how about this third quarter? In the third quarter, both teams possessed the ball one time. Right? So ACCHS had the interception, Riverside with the fumble. Now the Tigers have taken this one into the fourth quarter, but you can get away with this in a one possession game.
Yeah, and still be in the hunt. Tigers hand off, second man through. He hit, stood up. Breaks away, strikes defenders, pulls forward, gets to 30, 29, 28-yard line. A heroic run in the middle of Max Bodroff is going to give his team a chance, and the Atchison County offense is going to be looking at a fourth down 4. Because that could have easily been a fourth down 10, but he did a great job of just not giving up on that play.
Yeah, it looked like he was going to be thrown for a loss and then able to push forward. And now the Tigers going to have to take some time as officials are out here talking with the Riverside player.
And now I'm not sure what they're talking about. Are we getting a call from the White Hat? Nope. Whatever it was, they seem to have it hashed out. And the Tigers are quickly back up over the football. Let's see what Coach Tech Meyer's got up his sleeve on this fourth down, four call at the 38-yard line at Atchison County in Cyclone territory. Quarterback is back. He's going to be hit. He's going to be spun. He's going to be sacked. There was just no chance for Cody Falk to get away from Maddox Mears. Maddox, the defensive lineman. Is that the niece's boy?
I would say probably a nephew, maybe.
Maybe. All right.
But right area, right name, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And so for Riverside, they're going to take the ball away on downs. And it'll be first and 10 for Riverside. Guess if you're the Cyclones, you'd love to score, but what you want to do is just get out of here, right? You want to take some time off the clock, move the ball a little bit. And they're going to go back to the set that they've used pretty much exclusively in the second half with quarterback Beckham Griffin in front of Elijah Moore. Elijah takes the handoff. He got started a little bit early, but lumbers forward for about seven.
If I were Riverside, this is what I'm going to do for this entire possession. Turn around. I'm going to hand the ball off to my big fullback. And it's only second down, right?
Okay, there we go.
So I was like, unless I missed a play, I looked across to the far side.
This is Bob Greasy handing off to Larry Zonka.
Yeah,
here, right?
I mean, I do. I just keep turning around, and ACC is just going to bring a fresh body across that defensive front. They're going to race in there. Nate Ohm, a big senior. But, yeah, I just keep trying to run the ball forward.
QB's going to play action. Uh-oh. Back to dope. Going deep. Man wide open. He missed him. At the Tiger 35-yard line, a step and a half has separated the intended receiver, Chase Ewens, from the closest defender. He had him beaten, but the pass a little bit out in front of him, incomplete. A little surprised to see the Cyclones go into the air when they could just keep churning. But they're going to look at this and say, I could pick up first down with a third and three.
Yeah, so what happened right there, the broken coverage happened when a linebacker paused. The safety thought he had corners and retreated back to his corner of the field and left the post wide open over the middle.
Third down, three at their own 39-yard line. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, darts into the middle, and he's going to have the first down. About the length of a football, I think. Fish is going to come up, spot the ball down. They're going to look across to the sticks on the far sideline in front of the Cyclone bench and say, move them forward, first and 10, Riverside.
That was a perfect play right there for Riverside. You need four, you pick up four. Like, they don't want to take up a whole lot more yards on these plays. You know, keep that field long and, you know, be able to run a lot of clock right now.
9:20 to go in the ball game. Riverside with the first and 10 of their own 42. Hand off again. Big fullback. Powers into the right side. Gets stood up by a handful of defenders. Stopped after gaining two. Last guy I see coming off the bottom of the stack for the Tigers down there is that big double nickel underneath.
Nate Ohm, isn't it?
Is that Nate? Yeah, it's big Nate in the game. Second down. Eight. There's Nate over there at that lineman spot.
ACC is just taking out another linebacker. They're going to try to beef up the front a little bit to try to defend against this run.
Second down call. New tailback in, and he's going to get the handoff. Will bounce outside, bounce again, looks for the edge, doesn't get it. Tigers do a nice job of hemming him in, allowing only the advance of a couple of yards. Excellent pursuit by Colton Lowe for Atchison County, driving Mason Hayes out of bounds into the Tiger sideline.
Mason Hayes was a guy that they really featured early in the ball game, but here in the second half, it's been the Elijah Moore show.
Clock clipping along. It is the friend of Riverside. 8 minutes to go in the game. For the Tigers, pretty big third down call. Not that Riverside won't go for it on fourth down at the 50, which they will, but you want to have them looking at, you know, fourth and five or six instead of fourth and one. And toward that end, Riverside's going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph Abreu at 7:58 to play in the game. It remains Cyclone 7, Tigers nothing.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Just watching the Tiger cheer section down on the track doing cartwheels and backflips. Reminds me of my days when I was doing that. The gymnast that I was.
There you go.
7:58 to go in the ball game. 7-0. Riverside in front. Riverside has dominated in time of possession and yards in the ball game, but only lead by 7, and that's the number that counts. It is a 3rd down, 5. They'll take the snap. Quarterback's going to keep it himself with a little delay. Draw ahead of the backfield, pulls away. Advances, picks up a 1st down, and now more. 45-40. Ankles to the right side, 35. Hit for the Tigers at the 30. Finally ushered out of bounds at the 28-yard line. That was an excellent run by Beckham Griffin. And Gus, the key to that was the fake to the running back in the middle. And then he pulled the ball out. The defense bit on the fake, and he had some room.
Yeah, it's just a little read option right there. Everybody bit on the running back coming downhill, and the quarterback realized as soon as that in crashes that you vacated an area. He took off to the right, picked up great yardage, and now with 7:46 left in the ballgame, Riverside's got a 1st and 10 at the Tiger 29-yard line.
As a running back, are you running to a spot, or are you just kind of running in a direction that you see a lot of grass?
Run in the area.
Just head that way. Hope for the best. Here's a pass over into the left flat, caught at the line of scrimmage, and angling to the left side to the 30, 25, and ushered out of bounds at the, they're going to call him at the 15-yard line. Pretty good defense and a nice hit made on Tyzel Harrington by Max Botteroff and Rance Vassar. But again, now Cyclones with a little bit of momentum offensively. They're moving the ball with 7:40 to go, up 7. 1st and 10 of the Tiger, 15-yard line. Can ACCHS get another turnover? Their defense has been so opportunistic all evening long.
Yeah, for ACCHS, they forced 3 turnovers already this afternoon, or this evening, and 2 of those have been inside the 10.
Hughes is very, very wide to the right side. Single man in the backfield, a little running back. He's going to get the ball, get into the middle, and he'll pick up 3 or 4 yards. Mason Hayes, it's a real... You know, Mutt and Jeff kind of a combination with Elijah Moore and Mason Hayes. One stocky, solid, one taller and a really much more lean, very different running back coming out of the backfield. I suppose Mutt and Jeff have lost on you too, right?
Yep.
No idea. Okay.
It's like Notre Dame football being good. It must be old.
You don't even remember that either. No, it's been a while. We're going to have to talk on the way home. 2nd down, 5 at the 10. Deep in Tiger territory. Here's a pitch. Running back sweeps right. Looks into the middle. Turns up. Got a yard. Hit. Well, he was airborne. And as a running back, here's a rule. Don't ever go airborne like that.
Don't leave your feet right there. Max Botteroff comes up and makes a big hit on the runner. And, man, we've got a player a little slow to get up. And you want to take it?
Well, I'm going to look out here a minute. We're going to see what we can see. And we got a player who's, slow about getting up. And we're going to take a timeout, Joseph. They're going to go out there and take good care of that young man. 6:40 to go in the ballgame. Time out of the field. It's still Cyclones leading the Tigers 7-0.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's 6-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all 6 rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Minutes and 40 to go in the ballgame. 7-0. Riverside in front. 3rd down, 3 after that play. Cyclone player took a moment. They got him on his feet and goes off the field under his own power. Seems like he's going to be all right. And for Riverside, here they are looking at another third down call inside the Tiger 10. They've had a lot of third down calls inside the Tiger 10, but have only got one score tonight to show for it. Now they're going to send a receiver very wide to the right side, which is the short side. They're going to send twins to the wide side, the left. And they got the big man back in the backfield, Elijah Moore, who will get the handoff. Goes left, bounces outside. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage. One, two, three, four, five, six guys. Finally, the seventh brings him to the ground. Wow. He was just not going to fall.
Kept powering forward, and it's all said and done. He is going to lose about two, maybe three on the play. And now we are at a 6:05 left in the contest. The ball's going to be out to the 11, and it will be a fourth and six for Riverside. They've got to get this ball down to the 5-yard line.
Yeah, they got plenty of room down there to get a first down without getting into the end zone. And they want to continue to achieve their goal of running time off the clock. It's worth 5:45 to play in the game. Riverside with a 7-point lead, and the football looking at the third down, or rather fourth down. Fourth down, Riverside. Quarterback back, goes over the middle, he's got a man wide open, touchdown Cyclones. Cutting into the middle, Chase Ewan, and the Cyclones go in from, let's call it 10 yards out, about right, with 5:37 to play in the game on a fourth down pass. And that, Gus, was just like a little bit of a slant from right to left across the middle of the defense.
Yeah, that time a nice little play right there, able to find him in that little bit of a void as he had got past the linebackers in front of the safeties and able to hit him right there in the middle of the field. 5:37 left in this game.
Getting ready for the PAT effort coming up here. Again, a little right foot soccer style kick by Hewins. So he's going to go for the double up here now. The officials are stopping playing, running up over the football. And we're going to chase one of the Riverside guys off the field and bring someone else in. Maybe we've got an equipment issue or something. Now, anyway, we're going to bring in a different lineman for the point after effort. Hands outstretched. There's a nice placement. The kick with plenty of height and length, and it's good. Timeout, Joseph. 5:37 to go in the ball game. Cyclones double their lead. It is Riverside 14, Atchison County nothing.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John. Download our app, earn free food.
Well, the second half, it is moving along at a record pace. Each team, Gus, and you were just explaining this to me in your list here, each team had a possession in the third quarter, and that's Riverside's touchdown comes on their only possession in the fourth quarter. So they've had two possessions in the second half, and we're at 5.5 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what we talk about all the time, that whole ball control, run the ball down the hill with your big guy.
And the Tigers looking for their first possession of the fourth quarter right here.
Yep.
So 5:37 to play.
They have 5:37. You're going to have to score two touchdowns and convert somewhere to get to that 14.
Tall order. Kick is away. Easily their best kick. Taken over the shoulder. Dropped. Picked up at the 10-yard line. Colliding with one of his own players. The return man's going to get to the 20 and spun around at a 21-yard line. That is the point from which ACCHS will begin this, their first possession of the fourth quarter. First and 10 at their own 21-yard line.
That was Riley Kessinger on the return, the freshman for ACCHS out there on the kick return unit. And for the Tigers, it's going to be quarterback Cody Falk leading the club right now. Cody out there, a sophomore, sport number 3.
There's the thing that a lot of people sometimes forget. I even sometimes forget. You got a freshman out there playing. What's this guy? 13, 14 years old.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Young guys out there playing their hearts out. Not a lot of experience. but a lot of wherewithal. 5.5 to go into the ball game. Tigers have the first down, 10 split backs, QB back. 3-step drop, fires one left side. It's going to be caught out of the backfield at the 15-20, cutting across the green and across the 25 to the 27-yard line.
That time it was Cannon Crossland coming across the field on the reception and 4. Riverside coming out with the stop. It's going to be Hunter Hartman, a junior linebacker.
But here's the thing. All of that movement, all of that running, all of that action, only 5 yards. Tigers are going to need the bigger chunk. Harrison Bear coming into the game for the Tigers. He'll be along that offensive front. Inside 5 minutes to play. Receiver to the left and right, but no one very wide. A couple steps off the end of the tackle. Keeble will hand off a little misdirection to the right side, cutting it to the middle of the 30, bouncing outside. It's going to get a first down with a great effort. Stretching it out, Max Botteroff, first and 10, ACCHS. Max, he's had a great homecoming game here tonight.
Yes, that time Gunnar Kimberlin making the stop on the play. But for Max, another nice run up the middle.
Fans for both clubs have stayed, and they've been really, really good supporters of each of these teams tonight. So a tip of the hat to the fans for both the Tigers and the Cyclones here this evening. Atchison County coming up over the football at their own 34-yard line, but tick-tock. 4:19 and rolling to play. First and 10. QB will take that snap of the knee, steps up in the pocket, pulls away from one defender, pulls away from two defenders, pulls away from the third, but the fourth will get him and bring him down, losing a couple of yards. Here's the problem. He couldn't look downfield for receivers. Too busy running for his life.
That time, Gunnar Kimberlin makes another stop. And, yeah, you talk about it. He rolled outside and gets hit about 3 or 4 times before he's finally spun to the ground. You had a guy open, but you don't have enough time to look downfield and find that guy.
Just a little bit of an update. Kansas with 10.5 to go in the game. A slim 20-16 lead. Not exactly setting the world on fire, down at the legend. QB will hand off, a little misdirection going to the left side and getting tripped up when looked like if Max was able to elude that last guy, he was going to have some room, but nice defensive play reaching out and getting him at the ankle. It'll be a short gain of a couple. Third down and long. Mason Hayes with the Riverside stop.
Now Riverside going to take out their big nose tackle, and they're going to go a little smaller across that defensive front line. Is on this third down, is expect an apparent passing situation, so they're going to bring in pass rusher.
Yeah, they're going to go basically 3 in the middle, an outside rusher, and a couple of linebackers. Is that right, 52?
Yep.
Third down, the pitch. Tigers are going to try to sweep, and holding on to the shirt tail, the defender is finally able to slow down. The ball carrier long enough, Maddox Mears held him and held him and held him and stretched that jersey until he could get some help. And the Tiger running back could never get to the outside. You know what kind of grip you got to have to be able to hold on to that jersey with one hand and stop a guy like that?
And that time Darian Hernandez came to clean things up there at the end. And for ACCHS, they're looking at a 4th and 11. They're going to take lots of time looking over the near sideline.
Deuce is on the scoreboard. 2:22 to play in the ballgame. Tigers trailing by a pair of scores.
See Cody Falk out there, the quarterback wearing number 3. Who do you think of as a quarterback wearing 3? You're going to see like LaMonica or somebody?
Daryl LaMonica.
Yeah, see.
See? Motion will go to the left side. Back to throw off the play action. That's old school. Now hit and spinning away and losing his balance and tumbling to the ground back at the 20-yard line.
That time, the guy that got into the backfield in a hurry, Beckham Griffin, was able to spin him around, and by the time Cody Falk regained his balance, he falls to the ground, and that's a tough break for the Tigers. A turnover on downs will give it back to Riverside with a minute 53.
Now, if you're Riverside, you just burn it down, pick the time off the clock, go home, tell them warm up the buses, get the pizzas out of the box. Tigers, do they have enough guys out there? Somebody starts running in and goes, wait a minute, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, I better come back. And so, here we go. Riverside, 1st and 10 at the Tiger, 20, leading by 14. 2 minutes to go. Hand off right side, thundering into the right side of the line again is going to be your big running back, Mason Hayes. You know what? Mason's only a junior.
Watch this. This is the worst thing ever. As ACCHS ACTHS, and Joseph, we're going to keep it here. ACTHS is going to utilize the timeout. They're just going to come over to the side, try to stop that clock for a minute, but for Riverside, they were a first down away from being able to end this ball game. As for Riverside, you got to think they just keep giving the ball to the big back.
Now, what we're going to do is talk a little bit about the upcoming here on Care Radio. It's going to be the high school football scoreboard show. World-renowned analysts. You're going to have Boz and Jake on here tonight talking about all the scores. We're going to be sitting in reports from points in every direction. So it's not something I can put on, like, to fall asleep to because they're so excited and they're so amped. I'm like, let's lace them up and play another game, you know. But, no, they're great. They're a lot of fun. And
there's no crying at baseball. There's no sleeping during the football scoreboard show.
So they're a lot of fun. Tune it in. They've got all the scores from around the area.
They got scores from schools you never heard of.
They've got definitely towns that I don't know if they really exist. I can't get you to some of those towns. Maybe that's it. One of these days they'll give me a little geography lesson.
They'll put you in the Caramobile and drive you around to some of these spots, some of these venues. Second down, 8, Riverside. Oh, a tackle in the backfield. As soon as he had been handed the ball, quickly, Mason Hayes was wrapped up by Cannon Crossland, and really for Riverside, probably lucky that they made the handoff and got that thing completely transitioned and didn't lose it on the ground. And quickly, we're going to get another timeout taken with 1:38 to go. Tigers really hoping to get their hands on the ball another time.
Yeah. I mean, and for Riverside, we talked about it moments ago that all they need to do is pick up a first down, and they're now looking at a 3rd and 10 with 98 seconds left here in this ballgame. What, from, see if I can find it.
Good save there.
Atchison was leading Harmon pretty handily at the half, 55-0.
Atchison volleyball handled Harmon pretty handily last night up at the Atchison High School gymnasium.
Andover leads Mays 21-7. St. Mary's leading Rossville 24-6. Riley County leads Holton 21-20. So,
good games going on around the area now. We're going to get the Cyclones back up over to football with 1:38 to go. Looking at a 3rd and 10. Zepa Tiger territory. QB's back. Launches one for the end zone. He's got his man. Touchdown. So Riverside apparently not satisfied with a 2-touchdown lead with inside 2 minutes to go. Goes to the air and puts one in from 20 yards away.
That time they're going to find Chase Hewins for his 2nd touchdown reception of the night.
And still be looking for a PAT right here. 1:32 to go. Big game coming up on Care Radio tomorrow. Wow. Looking forward to Raven football from Wilcox Stadium, a 1 o'clock kickoff. We'll be previewing that a little bit more as the end of the game approaches here. Here comes the point after for Riverside. Hewins will launch it, and that thing is angling, and it's just a little bit close to Hiawatha, and it's going to go incomplete, no good point after, and we're taking a break. Joseph, with 1.5 minutes to go in the ballgame, got a timeout. Cyclones 20, Tigers nothing.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Riverside kickoff unit getting themselves out of the field here with 1:32 to play. Setting that thing up on the tee is going to be Chase Hewins. Chase has been busy tonight, kicking points, catching touchdown passes. He's got a couple of those. And he's putting this thing down on the 40-yard line, trying to get the ball to balance on the tee. Always one of the more challenging things. Those kickers want to have that ball just so, kind of straight up, maybe a little canted to one side. They know how they like their kick, and here's the boot away. And again, a superior kick to what he's had earlier in the game, taking it to 7 for the Tigers. Up the right side of the 20, outside 5, hit at the 30, driving forward to the 32, and I don't know what that was that flew through the air. It wasn't a marker or a football.
It was a marker.
Was it?
Yep. Right at the point of tackle.
Yeah.
Riley Kessinger with the return.
I saw something fly through the air. It didn't look bright enough, yellow. We have had a scarcity of penalties tonight, haven't there? I mean, there really have been very, very few.
He's holding it in his left hand as he walks all the way out. And face mask. Against Riverside. I wondered if it was a possible face mask because the Tiger sideline started getting pretty excited after the penalty marker came out. So, 15-yard penalty should take this outside the 35. It will put it down at the 36. Where the Tigers will start possession 9 of the evening.
That official needs to launder that flag out there and brighten it up a little bit. It's kind of dingy. I don't suppose it ever sees a washing machine. Do they? Do the officials wash the flag? Here's a pass over to the left side, taken by the Tigers, and Max will bounce to the outside, trying to get around the edge, gets close to the 40-yard line. Did he get out of bounds to stop the clock? He did not. He's still rolling along. We're at a minute to play. These are some of the little things that you just don't know. Do they launder the flags? Do you have to take the knot out, and, you know, is there a rock in there that they throw? I mean, what's the protocol here? I don't know. I'm asking Matt Galley the next time I see him. Second down. Half a dozen. Back to throw. Plenty of time. Launching one over the middle. It's going to be picked. No, it's going to be caught. Caught at the 45-40. Inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. Wow. That was just a swell catch and a nice defensive ball by Ben Hanke. You know what? He hit him right in strike. Cody Falk. That was a lovely pass.
Yeah, and Ben Hanke, 2 big receptions this evening.
Tigers racing up over to football and
got the ball snapped, but the officials were trying to stop the play before it started.
Now he's chatting with the guys a little bit. Coach is walking out. Coach Tegsmeyer. See, good officials are also out there teaching, right? Aren't they like going, okay, guys, now you really can't do that. This is how this has got to go. It's like appealing to first base. There's a right way to do it, and there's a wrong way, and here's how you do it right. And here's a first down call. Now they'll spike it down, and with a little vigor, the ball is thrown into the ground by Cody Falk, and that will stop the clock. And we're half a minute away from the end of this game.
Remember, it wasn't all that long ago that spiking the football out of the gun was intentional grounding.
So when did they change that, or did they?
Yeah, no.
They kind of ignore it.
No, I would say about 4 years ago they changed it because, yeah, you had to be under center if you were going to clock the ball.
Look at that. That's a long way to run. It is a second down 10 Tigers just inside the Riverside 40 in the last half minute of the game. Snap back, shoulder high. QB's back, launching deep, throwing it with all he's got into a crowd. It is batted around and lands on the ground, incomplete at the 5. I'll tell you what, I think that Cody had 2 receivers and 2 defenders, and he just threw that thing down there thinking Caden Burns is going to outjump everybody, and he almost did into a crowd. It lands on the ground. It's going to be incomplete. Well, I'll tell you what, Joseph, just to make you very proud of us, and we like it when you're proud of us, we're going to remind all of our good listeners that they're enjoying high school football tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. 23 seconds left. 20-0, Riverside. Leading 14-0 until a moment ago as they tacked on one more on the long pass. MHMA. Coming out of a season opening dub last week, struggling with the Cobras tonight. Third down 10. Deep drop. Quarterback chase. Hit. Rolling. Chase. And throws the ball as he's falling to the ground, and they will call it an incomplete pass. And for Atchison County, one more snap here tonight, probably. If they don't get a first down, it will be the final snap. 16 seconds left. ACCHS coming up around the 50-yard line. Line of scrimmage is going to be the 38. Play coming in from the near sideline, and Caden Burns is going to bring it in, the senior receiver. Look at this crowd. Don't you love it when they hang around the very end of the game? I mean, you know what?
Hey, stick around to the final snap. I love it.
Absolutely. Showing his team their appreciation for him. Receivers two left, one right, split backs. This has been the Tigers' favorite formation through the bulk of the game today. And again, back to throw. Stepping up, throwing one left side. It's going to be caught and leaning forward, and I think picking up a first down. Right at the marker. Nice catch over there by Rance Vester. And they will advance the chain. 8 seconds left. Tigers are going to have to hurry. They're going to get a play off. They're lined up before they get the stick set, and they'll spike it down and stop the play with six, and they will have one more shot. You just launch it into the end zone. Hope for something good, yeah?
Yeah, you're going to just drop back and throw this ball
and here's
as
the beauty
long
of
as far as hard as you can.
After that last play, now you're close enough that it's
you
not
should
just
be able
like,
to, yeah,
yeah you're going to get it into the end zone. It's not like you're throwing one, it's going to be 10, 15-yard line and then hope somebody catches it and it can advance it. You're going to be able to put this in the end zone, and you're going to have a shot at this thing. Quarterback is going to have a single man who's going to stand in the backfield to block for him. Everybody else is going to go out. And he's back to throw. Chase out of the pocket. Running for his life. Steps up. Throws over the middle. It's going to be caught at the 15 and dropped there. And that's it. Final score tonight in Effingham. Riverside 20. Ashes accounting nothing. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to your local high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back with you here at good job. Back with you here at Effingham, Kansas, where Riverside and ACCHS, because this was tooth and nail. This thing was close. It was tight all the way down to the very last moments of the ball game when Riverside gets a couple of late scores in the fourth quarter to come away with their 20-0 win. But for ACCHS, homecoming 2024 was a game in which, I mean, they played with a lot of heart, a lot of pride, just coming up a little bit short on the scoreboard.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is a game we were going into the fourth quarter. It was still 7-0 at that juncture. The only score had come early in the ball game in the first half, a 2-yard run by Elijah Moore for Riverside. And then it was late in the ball game at 5:37 and 1:32 mark of the fourth quarter. It was Beckham Griffin hitting Chase Hewins on 11-yard and 10-yard passes, respectively. And that's what kind of put the little separation in this ballgame.
Observations of the game for Riverside. Elijah Moore is a good running back. He's a good utility player. He can block. He can run. Kind of a guy you'd like to have on your team.
Yeah, he's a guy who can shorten game for you for sure, right? He's a guy who's going to hold on to the football. He's a guy who's going to run straight downhill. And a guy who can really help just control your offense. And sometimes when you're just all over the place and just a little too erratic, he's a guy who can bring that calm to your offense. So really like what they did there. And for ACCHS tonight, they had some really nice performances when you start to break things down. Really like to see what Ben Hanke did late in the ball game. Max Bodaroff had a great game offensively and defensively. Cannon Cross and Rance Besser, I mean, they've got the pieces to just didn't come together tonight at the right time.
Yeah, and it's going to. So their program, and I think, is making some steps and doing some nice things and just coming up a little bit short against a good team in front of a great crowd on homecoming 2024. But now for us tomorrow, the football weekend continues with what promises to be one of the great games in the nation. It'll be Benedictine at home in the conference game of the week because they've got number 4, Grandview, coming to town. Ravens number 12 in the nation. Two nationally ranked teams, Wilcox Stadium, K-Radio pregame at 12:45 and a 1 o'clock kickoff. And I'll tell you what, these teams haven't played in a while, and the best two teams in the conference. There's no question about that. I think in anybody's mind, it should be fabulous.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun tomorrow afternoon. Like you said, a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium. And you talk about two teams who have played very close games over the last handful of years and looking to make big runs for both of them into the national playoff later.
Hey, stick around. High School Football Scoreboard Show coming up shortly on Care Radio. Again, our final score tonight in Effingham, Kansas. It was Riverside coming away with a win this evening, 20-0 over ACCHS. Till we greet you tomorrow. Great job, Joseph, our man, producing and engineering and doing all the work at a Care Sports Studio. Thank you so much for Gus Counts. Tom Counts, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date on your favorite high school football team and all local sports at our regional website, mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.